This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. George Floyd's brother is challenging Congress to stop the pain, testifying on Capitol Hill that Floyd's death should not be in vain. Philonise Floyd testified at a U.S. House hearing on proposed changes to police practices and accountability. He asked lawmakers to make sure his brother is not just another name on a growing list of those killed during interactions with police. Floyd says he hopes his brother's death changes the world for the better. George Floyd's death in police hands and police custody in Minneapolis sparked worldwide protest. House Democrats have proposed a sweeping package of changes in police oversight and accountability. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's ruling out changing the name of Army bases named for Confederate Army officers. This comes 2 days after Defense Secretary Mark Esper indicated he is open to a discussion of such changes, which have been urged by prominent retired Army officers and others. The issue has arisen periodically, but it is gaining attention as the nation wrestles with questions of race after the death of George Floyd. In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump wrote that my administration would not even consider changing those Army base names. Buffalo, New York's mayor has now announced several changes to police practices amid widespread calls for racial equality and police accountability. The mayor, Byron Brown, says the city will halt arrests for low-level nonviolent offenses like marijuana possession and make it easier for the public to view police body camera video under reforms announced. The city will also replace its police emergency response team with a new public protection unit after two members of the former unit were videotaped shoving a 75-year-old protester who fell and cracked his head.